Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny and very troubled planet. And as always, we are so grateful to get the guidance of astronomer Christopher Phillips. And wouldn't you know, we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, can be seen in the southern sky after sunset. The moon is approaching its new moon phase as the week goes on, so skies will be nice and dark and perfect for stargazing.
And so if that mystery over the fast radio bursts has been keeping you up at night, I understand Chris has a little something to put us at ease. What do you have this week?
Well, it is possible we have discovered the origin of those mysterious fast radio bursts that have been reported over the past 10 years. The enigmatic nature of these powerful astrophysical phenomena have given rise to all sorts of theories, most of which involve the collision or explosion of some sort of object, such as neutron stars or black holes, and in some cases, even alien intelligence. However, astronomers have now observed for the first time ever a fast radio burst from within our own Milky Way galaxy.
What is the source? I'm guessing it's not so mysterious.
You're right. It is an object called a magnetar, which is basically a neutron star with an incredibly powerful magnetic field. In fact, the magnetic field is so strong it could disassemble you into your component atoms. These objects are created during supernova explosions, specifically a core collapse supernova, when a massive star reaches the end of its life.
And how did they detect this thing, Chris?
Well, the team was using a unique type of radio telescope known as the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, or CHIME for short. This array of radio antenna is very sensitive to blips and bursts of radiation from out there in the cosmos.
And are these magnetars probably responsible for all the fast radio bursts, or could there be other culprits?
Well, it's actually looking like these are responsible.
Ah.
It's estimated that around 50% of all stars that die in core collapse supernova become magnetars. So these objects are found throughout the universe. This would definitely account for the amount of FRBs, or fast radio bursts, that we have been seeing.
Another mystery put to rest by Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.